Hey there, friend. Listen, I want to invite you to join me for an upcoming presentation I'm offering called How to Shift from Willpower to Want Power. If you're tired of feeling like you have the best of intentions with food and weight, only to have it all fall by the wayside by the time your head hits the pillow at night, then this is for you. If you're interested in making permanent weight loss easier and less of a struggle, then this is for you. If you're curious what want power is, which you probably should be, and can't wait to learn how to incorporate it into your journey toward peace and freedom around food, then this is for you. I'll be presenting live twice on Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, at both noon and 7:30 p.m. Central Time Zone. I'll answer your questions live and we'll have a really good time together. But if you can't make either of those days, I'm not going to make you get a replay emailed into your inbox, only for it to get lost and never be watched, no matter how deeply you want to make time to go through it. Because I mean, honestly, who are we kidding? We've all done this, including me. No, instead, we are offering multiple watch parties for several days after the live presentation. So come watch the replay with other doctors and interact in the chat with them and my team. So either way, whether you come live or to a watch party, it will be worth your time for sure. All you have to do is register at katrinaubelmd.com/wantpower. That's katrinaubelmd.com/WANTPOWER. See you there. Welcome to the Weight Loss for Busy Physicians podcast. I'm your host, Master Certified Life and Weight Loss Coach, Katrina Ubel, MD. This is the podcast where busy doctors like you come to learn how to lose weight for the last time by harnessing the power of your mind. If you're looking to overcome your stress eating and exhaustion and move into freedom around food, you're in the right place. Well, hello there, my friend. Welcome to today's podcast. I swear, I keep thinking, okay, now the rain has really died down. Now I can start recording. And then it rains harder and louder. But this is actually kind of appropriate. I really do need to record this episode for you today, like now, because I'm actually heading out on a family trip here soon. And we're talking about vacation today on this episode. So it kind of works out perfectly. It's like, well, I need to get it done. So I guess, you know, the dog's also been barking like crazy downstairs. We're going to do what we can do. We're going to see what happens here. But yeah, I'd like to say that when it's raining, because, you know, I'm in the attic, right? So it's loud when it rains. But when it's raining, just think of this as like one of those like meditative rain shower types of audio. So, you know, it's like two for one. You get a podcast and you get to totally chill and relax maybe at the same time. So I want to talk to you today about vacation, but more specifically, what it's like to come back from vacation, because this is something that comes up a lot for the people that I work with, particularly when it comes to eating, because sometimes when we're, you know, on vacation, we're eating off of our typical, we're eating off of our usual, not even like necessarily off plan, but just the way that we approach it, the way that we are eating is different. And so we often will kind of think like, then I'll get back home and just kind of transition right back into my normal way of eating and my normal life. And then when it doesn't go that way, things start to feel harder. So say if it was a week of vacation, then you come back and it takes you another week or maybe even longer to sort of get back into the swing of things the way that they were before you left. Some people start to feel really stressed about that. And they start thinking, oh my gosh, now I've lost all this time and, you know, whatever has happened with weight. And it starts to feel like a lot. On top of that, though, it's come up again and again over the years as I've coached women physicians that it's, you know, pretty common for us to come back from vacation kind of feeling worse, you know, like meaning we're more tired than when we left. We might feel more angry when we return. Everything can feel harder. We can feel more overloaded. And it all just can feel worse. And we can start having these thoughts of, why do I ever even go out on vacation? If I'd known it would be this hard, I would have just stayed home. And, lots of thoughts like that. I remember having those thoughts when I was in practice, when I would come back. So we were on paper charts. So come back and just see the height of the chart pile on my desk waiting for me. I also, for some reason, really, I had this thought and I thought it was a good one. I thought, you know, I just want to get through these as quickly as possible so I can feel all caught up. And so I did this again and again over the years where I would just stay late that first day that I came to work, that first evening into the night. I would just stay and I would just get all the phone calls done and I would review everything. And I would just at least try to make like a very, very significant dent in that pile. And I remember one of my older partners, who actually ended up retiring while I was working, I remember him just kind of looking at me once. He had a much different kind of demeanor to mine. He was much more chill about everything. He was just like, I give myself at least a week to get through that pile. And for me at the time, I thought that was ridiculous and just completely unacceptable. That was my thought about it. Like, I would never do that. But now with more experience and time, I think you might have actually been onto something. And I want to tell you more about that. I have many stories, and I'm sure you do too, of coming back from vacation and it just being really, really tough. Like one thing in particular that I remember was going on a ski trip. I only had one kid at the time and he was three, and we had put him into ski school thinking that would be good. And it was a complete disaster. It just did not go well. That's the story for another time. And we also just didn't somehow think that the altitude might bother him, that he might not sleep. So my son did not barely sleep at all. He was a good sleeper. He did not sleep at all for basically a week. We were all so exhausted. And we came back early so that I could go into a full weekend of call. And then that call weekend was literally the worst, busiest call weekend I had in the 10 and a half years that I practiced. That was something. That was really, really something. I don't recommend that. So I want to talk to you today about some ways that your thoughts could be contributing to a difficult reentry and how those can be shifted and changed to help for a smoother reentry. And I want to just talk about some actions too. Like sometimes there's just some good things that we can do that can set us up for success. And I think it ends up being kind of a combination of both, right? We shift our thinking and then maybe we do a couple things that help us smooth that reentry and that transition. And then overall, it can be a better experience. So, you know, I think one of the things that's difficult about vacation is what our expectations are of it, even going into it. So if you have been struggling at work, if you haven't enjoyed being there, if it's been difficult for you, it's been a difficult experience and you're looking forward to vacation, you're thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be so great. I'm going to have a break. I'm going to feel so good. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to rest. I'm going to whatever it is that you're doing. A lot of the time when we really are thinking about what that vacation is going to be, it's like no human being could experience a vacation like that. You know, like the reality of vacation is that hopefully you have some good times and hopefully there's some fun. Hopefully there's some rest. Hopefully there's some relaxation, or maybe it's like an adventure trip or something and you go see cool stuff and you go see beautiful nature because you're hiking or whatever it may be. Hopefully you have some good positive experiences, but often it's not like the really super shiny polished version that we had in our minds. So sometimes we come back and we're like, shoot, I thought I would feel better than I do, just because I thought it would be more rejuvenating, more restorative. Sometimes I kind of laugh or joke. It's like, I kind of thought I wouldn't be a human being anymore. You know, what I mean by that is we kind of forget that I am still a human in this world. You know, there's still going to be ups and downs. Travel is still going to be tiring. There's still going to be, you know, challenges that come up and flights that are delayed. And, you know, there's still going to be those normal ups and downs of living life. And sometimes, arguably, even more so, like when your luggage gets lost or delayed, or, you know, just all the things that can come along with travel. So I think that recognizing that and that we need to not be excited for the trip, it's not that so much. It's more just recognizing this is going to be really cool. I'm going to really enjoy myself. I'm excited to see how it all plays out. And I know there's going to be ups and downs too. That way, if it's not perfect, slash when it's not perfect, you're not feeling like you totally got sold a bill of goods. Like, what? Oh my gosh, this was like, you know, you're like, yeah, this is how it goes. Some vacations are better than others. You know, like one year we took another ski trip vacation and my daughter, how old is she at the time? Maybe six, something like that. She got a stomach bug on the way there. Literally, we arrived and she was not feeling well. And then she was sick the entire week. And after the first night, she gave it to me. So the two of us were sick in the condo the entire week. And that was our vacation. You know, it's like, that's how it happens sometimes. What can you do? So I do think that, again, not dampening, not like looking at it like, I don't want to get my hopes up, nothing like that. But instead thinking about it like, I'm excited for the cool things that are going to happen. And I'm going to be here for the ups and downs of it all. If there's some downs, I'm going to know, yeah, that's what happens sometimes. That's how it is. Then you have the trip or the vacation or the time off. And when you come back, your thoughts have a big impact on your experience. So when we're feeling worse, you know, we step into work for the first time and then, you know, work is still work and you start feeling angrier. That's when we start, you know, having thoughts like that are not helpful, let's just say. So when you have thoughts where you're immediately annoyed, like, why is everybody still exactly the way that they were when I left? Or why is this annoying thing still like this? Or maybe you asked some people to do something while you left. And then when you came back, it hadn't been done yet. Or, you know, things like that. Our thoughts can really, really add to that. Many of us, though, also feel like we want to come back from vacation. We want to just feel like completely settled in back in our normal lives. And that's really where the reentry often is difficult. Like you come back, you maybe have, you know, a week's worth of a full family's worth of dirty laundry, you know, with maybe sand in it and like who knows what else, different things to deal with. You might have left a messy house when you left, just trying to get everything together with packing. You might have nothing in your fridge, like your pantry and your cabinets, everything might be pretty bare. You might not have what you really need in that way. And you might have the thought, I just want things to be back to normal. You just want to feel settled again. And I think that it's true that we want that, but often thinking about that makes us feel worse. Like we're not really open so much to the re-entry period. We're not willing or so willing as we might be able to be to let the re-entry period take a little while. Like getting home and then turning everything around in 2 hours, going to bed and then getting up the next morning as though everything were normal. Like that's probably, particularly with certain types of lifestyles, like probably not going to be the reality. And then wanting things to be back to normal just makes us feel worse about the way things currently are. So, you know, you come back and you have an inbox just full of notes and charts and labs and images and so much stuff you have to do. Thinking it should be different than that is what makes it feel worse. It's basically resisting the reality, but then also resisting what's true for you. You know, it's okay if you come back and you're like, yeah, this is a lot. It's pretty overwhelming. We're going to talk about maybe a way to work through that to make it a little bit more bearable in just a couple minutes. But recognizing like this is difficult. And yeah, this is what happens when you leave and you take a break, you come back, there's more to work through. There's no need to rush. And it doesn't mean I don't ever need to take time off or, you know, I shouldn't do that. When I resist what is true, when I resist the reality, it will make this experience feel worse. So it may already feel like a lot. And then when you resist it, you're making it feel that much worse. You're like adding to the discomfort, adding to the negative experience. And that's the part that's created by our thinking. Yes, there is the work to do. Yes, there is, you know, digging out. But then the way you think about it massively impacts what your experience is of that. Okay. So I'm not saying that you should not tell yourself the truth. You shouldn't just be like, oh my gosh, I love it when I have, you know, dozens and dozens and dozens of things that I need to go through. But you can tell yourself, you know what, this feels like a lot. Feel a little overloaded right now. And that's a normal experience when you come back after having been gone for however long. And I'm going to just figure out a way to work my way through it. I'm just going to chip away at it and I'll get through it all. Like, that's a way that changing your thoughts helps you to know that you're going to be okay. You're going to get through it. And how do you know you're going to? Because you always do. I mean, my pile of charts always went away. Like, eventually everything gets caught up again. So we don't have to add pain to the experience by resisting it. So, you know, I want things back to normal. I have to get things back to normal. That can make you feel even more overloaded. You just got back from your vacation and now you have to like scramble like crazy to get everybody unpacked and like all the things and get ready for work. I mean, right? That thought alone is exhausting. If you did get some rest while you were gone, you probably have lost it with that thought. And another thought, you know, it shouldn't feel like this, right? It shouldn't be this bad. Well, but if it is, then it is. And that's what we've got. So how can we work through it and, you know, not add to the agony of it? One other thought that really creates a lot of pain is, I just had a vacation, so I should feel great, or I should be feeling amazing, and I'm not. I don't think that that is helpful. Like, we have this expectation that vacation is supposed to make us feel a certain way. And if it doesn't, then we did vacation wrong or something is wrong with us. And that's really a painful way to think about it. Like, we have to decide what is it that we want to get out of that vacation and then remind ourselves that we did get it. I've known people to have an amazing vacation. They come back and within an hour, like, oh my God, why did I even go away? And well, they're not remembering that they just had this great experience and that, yes, we're back to work. We have to re-enter, can be a little bit of shock to the system again. And that's okay. It can feel hard. It's normal for it to feel hard. So my suggestion is to give yourself one full week to re-enter. You know, it is a big transition coming back. You might have various factors that make it even harder. You might have jet lag. If you are dealing with jet lag, you got to give yourself some grace in that. Vacations themselves can be pretty tiring, depending on what you're doing, depending on when your travel plans are, it can be very, very tiring. I found years ago that coming home a day early has really, really worked wonders. We didn't used to do that. We thought, oh, you know, let's try to maximize the vacation as much as we can. And what we find is, you know, you get home and then you have that next day. It's just a miracle to be able to get some more rest, unpack, get some laundry started, you know, get some basic groceries in the house, like just sort of get yourself feeling a little stable before you re-enter into the day-to-day life. But it's not always possible. This trip that I'm about to take, it didn't work out that way. We have to come home on Sunday and then Monday, here we go. So we do the best we can and we can make adjustments when possible, but it's not always possible. Okay. So from the home front, it's easy to think like, I'm going to, you know, cook ahead and stock all these amazing meals in the freezer and all that. Da, 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 da. I mean, if you can do that, amazing. Go you. But let's just be really realistic. And maybe what we can do is make a little short list for ourselves before we go, or maybe even on our way out, like if you have some travel time, to be able to just write down what you're going to need and what you're going to need to do when you get back. So it doesn't feel so overwhelming and like you didn't expect it. So just simple things like you're going to need to get some groceries. And maybe this is something you just order in, or maybe you just run out to the store quick and just, you know, pick up some basics. You might even want to throw together a list if you know what you need. Just what those basics are. It's easy when you already have the list. You just go and get it or order it. Getting some laundry going, that might be something that you need to do. You might need to go through the mail and packages. You might need to go through your email. Sometimes that's a bigger dig out, you know, going through all the different messages that have come through and figuring out what needs to be done with what. And, you know, as far as what you're going to eat, some people find it really helpful to have the first couple of meals, you know, maybe planned or maybe just kind of loosely an idea. And what I mean by that is like, maybe you actually do have some meals in the freezer, some easy things in the freezer, and you could just know like, okay, those first couple of nights we're going to have that. Or it could be like, this is a time when you order takeout from those places that you know are on plan. that just, you know, simplify your life that much more. Some people have cleaning service come in while they're gone. I think that's amazing if you can do that. I haven't really typically done that, but I think that can be fun to come home to like a spick and span house. And sometimes people even, you know, have a friend or a family member or, you know, hire someone to pick up those groceries and have them in the house so that you have them right when you're getting home. I think those are amazing if you have that as an opportunity. If you don't, it's also, you know, it's not required by any stretch, but it can just help you to feel like you have what you need and you're able to get off on the right foot, right? When it comes to home, another thing to do is to try to prioritize sleep that first week, if at all possible. Like just recognizing that there's just a lot going on, a lot of things that are outside of the typical, a lot of adjusting. And often we don't sleep that great when we're traveling, you know, like, or we're just exhausted from the things that we were doing. So that can really help us too. If we're already coming home down on sleep and then we're, you know, like trying to do all the other things, like get through all the charts and get through the laundry and getting the house back in order, then we're exhausting ourselves even more. We feel even worse. So honestly, it's like letting the laundry sit for a while is better if it means that you can get caught up on sleep so that your overall general like mental perspective on life is more positive. It's going to make things a lot better. Okay, now let's talk about work. So you get back and there's things to do, right? You have a whole list. Now, it can be helpful to create some sort of prioritization system. I mean, back in my day, I would sort of sort things from like who needs phone calls and who, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and kind of go through those charts. Like, what are the things that need to be done? But even so, what are the things that really need your attention sooner rather than later? And what really doesn't need your attention urgently? And making some divisions there. So when you're thinking about giving yourself the whole week to get yourself caught up, or maybe even longer, depending, I mean, I think longer than that just starts to feel like it's hanging over you. But, you know, depending on, you know, teach their own, if that's what you need to do, you totally can do that. But one thing that I think can be really, really helpful is utilizing your support staff. So whether that is, you know, nursing staff or medical assistants or, you know, mid-level provider, you can still use them, utilize them, maybe even just your partners to help you as you are getting yourself caught up. So if there are some phone calls coming in and they were on a patient who the PA saw last week, like maybe you chat it out real quick with the PA and the PA calls them back. You know what I mean? Like you're using the nurses to help streamline things, to help manage expectations with patients who are waiting to hear back from you potentially. You know, it could be that the way you book your first couple of days back is maybe a little bit lighter to account for, you know, give you some extra time to dig through some things. That might be a smart way to approach it. But creating a prioritization system, I think, can be really helpful. Some people use like a red, yellow, green kind of a system, maybe divide it up like this is a Monday issue, a Tuesday issue, a Thursday issue. You know, this is something that really doesn't need to be dealt with urgently at all. Okay, maybe that's a Friday issue. And then by the time we get to Friday, okay, and that's when we start digging into those things. There's a million other ways you can prioritize, but helping yourself to see you don't have to do everything all at once, not letting the whole list just weigh on you is very helpful when it comes to your perspective and the way that you think. You can feel a lot more successful when you recognize, no, these are the things that need to get done today, and then you get those done, and then you know you're done, rather than thinking, oh my gosh, yeah, I did all those things, but look how much else I also still have to do. So let other people help you, like they're there, arguably, to create an environment where everybody is supported, so let them help you, okay? And then really try not to come home going straight into call or straight into a week on service or things like that. Again, you know, depending if it's like, you know, some sort of family event or something, you might not have a choice. And then you just have to really, really prep and prepare, you know, think about how to support yourself. Because what we don't want happening is coming in without a plan, totally exhausted, you know, life feeling all in disarray. And then we feel terrible. And then often we end up asking food to try to help us to feel better, which of course it doesn't really. We only end up feeling worse. And it can really be a tough spiral to get out of. And so that's really what we want to avoid, right? We want to be able to take time off and go on trips and do things like that and enjoy ourselves, yet we don't want it to feel like it totally derails us. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I went on vacation after doing Weight Watchers, and that was totally just the beginning of the weight coming back on again. It happened so many times. It was like, I mean, now I can look at it and go, that was pretty predictable. At the time, I'm like, no, I won't do that. But I had no plan on how to make sure it didn't happen again. So shifting your beliefs about vacation and about how you approach reentry and what that looks like for you can really, really make a big, big difference. You know, of course, like I said, I gave you some ideas of things you can do, but really ultimately where this starts in creating a smoother reentry after vacation is in how you think and what you believe. And I really think that if we're miserable in our day-to-day lives and we're just kind of living from vacation to vacation, that can be really, really tricky because we are just kind of settling for not feeling great, not enjoying ourselves day to day when the day to day is really the majority of our experience of our lives. So if you find yourself just going like, I'm just so miserable here, then we need to start looking at what's going on there, right? We need to start looking at, okay, well, what needs to happen so that day to day life can start feeling more pleasant, less something that you need to escape from with vacation and more of something that has its normal ups and downs, but still, generally speaking, is something that is enjoyable and something that you're pleased with and happy with. So I'm leaving, let's see, in 3 days, and I have not packed, and I'm going to be just totally honest. I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed by it right now. We're taking a trip where we are going to be in kind of a variety of climates and altitudes and different, you know, attire needs. And it feels like a lot. I'm working through it. I think sometimes it's easy to think that, you know, a coach never experiences the same stressors as everyone else. And that is not true. It's just like thinking like a doctor never gets sick or never struggles with their own health. But it's something that I'm working on as well. And it really inspired this episode. And these are all great things that I'll be looking to utilize as well. Like one thing, because we are coming back on a Sunday, is the next day has purposefully got some protected time in there to be able to kind of deal with whatever needs to be dealt with right when I get back. So these are things that can be modified to suit your life and can really make a big difference. Finally, the last thing I'm going to say is when you recognize you're in the reentry period, you can stop expecting yourself to be living life like quote unquote normal. So in that first week back, when it feels off, when it feels weird, when it feels harder, when you feel more frazzled, you can remind yourself, hey, that's normal because this is the reentry period. I'm still in reentry. And that can help to normalize your experience so you're not resisting it and not thinking that you're doing something wrong or something's wrong with you. It's just a normal part of the experience that we don't typically recognize. So then we think that everyone else has it figured out and doesn't have that experience. And when we do that, we're doing something wrong. No, that's not how it is. Everyone has that adjustment period going back. And the more that we can talk about it and recognize it and do our best to support ourselves in it, the faster we feel like we move through it. And also time just passes and then everything settles down and we're back to normal again, you know, kind of despite ourselves. So next time you take a vacation or you take time away, consider applying some of the things that we talked about today. I think it'll make a really big difference for you. I'm going to end it here. Thank you so much for your attention, being here with me today. Take care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Ready to start making progress on your weight loss goals? For lots of free help, go to KatrinaEubelMD.com and click on free resources.